We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Vav, Sif Mem Aleph, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. L'pamim nimtzim peiros merukachim, b'dvash v'sukkah. Sometimes fruit that's coated with honey or sugar, sheish l'mal sabav ha'kli, in the vessel that this is prepared, they have found t'loim k'tanim, small worms. Yinako oisa heita, we should clean that vessel well. If you found these worms in that piece of equipment, remove some of the food until it's certain that there are no worms in the food. Sif membeis. If you cut a fruit or a radish with a knife, and you found a worm that you cut when you cut this fruit, you should clean the knife well. From the radish or the fruit, you should scrape off from the place where you cut when you found the worm. In the fish, sometimes worms are found in the brain, in the liver, in the stomach, in the mouth, in the ears, befrat hadag hanikra zeva maim hecht, sheesh by taloim dakim varukim, they have long skinny worms, and where this is common, tsarach bedika, those fish have to be inspected for infestation. V'chein bedag meluag, herring, shchichich, moi betoich hacholav taloim in the fat, there could be taloim dakim, nar, small worms, and we have to check those fish as well. There's some fish that have etzel hasampirim next to the fins, the gamal sapirim, or on the fins, or in the mouth, or behind the ears. They have shrotzum ktanim, small worms, shrotzum ktanim, very small worms, v'megulim kadash, they're round like a bean, v'tzricham livdag sham. One must check them, will garam hetev, and scrape them away. Sif mem dal, tuloy mem nutzon begvino, worms that are found in the fish. Im ein nemos melov, if there's no concern that they are repulsive, mutarim, kozman, kolay pirsh lagamri, until they have not left the cheese. Sif mem hey, harbe azorei says here at Torah b'shrotzim. The Torah is most concerned about us eating anything with worms in it. Vayvalem, and eating such a food involves kamalavim. Matamus anefesh, and eating that kind of a food could bring tumma to the body, to the neshama, could exceed in the tmeisibam. At the pasuk of the tamtam, elevin the tmeisim. Tmeisim means to have a blockage in our ruchnius. Lokein tzarcha adam lizor ma'oid. Ma'oid, a person must be most careful, shlo yikosh b'hem, not chas v'sham, to come eat them. Sif mem vav, hashayla mayra is a shayla v'asra. If somebody asked the Rav a question and the Rav said it's asr, it's not permitted, asr lo lisha oyla mayra achram, one may not bring that question to a different rabbi. Elm ked hadiyah, unless he notifies the second Rav, shekvar hoyra rishon lisr, that the first Rav already passed him lisr. Sif mem zayin, hilchus stam yenam, dalochus stam yenam, v'hech shekel mimenu. The Torah is very strict about not drinking Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach means wine that was used in the worship of Avodah Zarah. But Chazal extended that and said even wine that was not used in the worship of Avodah Zarah, which is known as Stam Yenam, Chazal said we may not drink. And the reason is that Shlo Tischaktin, Chazal wanted us distance ourselves from them to avoid chas v'shalom assimilation. And therefore, if you have stam yenam, which not only, as we just said, may you not drink, but if a nachri touched wine, unless there are certain conditions, that wine becomes prohibited to be, that we may not drink that wine. And the Chochmas Adam Klal Ein Hey Sif Aleph says that the Isser of Stam Yenam is a most serious iser. Somebody who chas v'shalom drinks dam yenam separates his neshama from kedusha. Such an individual has no chelik la'olam haba, has no share in the olam haba, and there's a concern about his children, rachman slan, assimilating. And therefore, on the contrary, the person who's careful with the halachas of stam yenam, says the Chachmas Adam, will be zaycha that we will get to drink from the special yayin hamashumer, the special wine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put away for the suda that we will enjoy by the when Mashiach comes, Meherah B'Yameinu. Sif Al, Stam Yayin B'Zman Hazeh. When we speak about Stam Yayin B'Zman Hazeh, V'Kein Magagoy B'Yav B'Yayin Shlonu, if a non-Jew touches wine. And actually, this halacha doesn't only apply to a Nachri. It also applies to a Yisrael Mumer, or somebody, which means somebody who doesn't believe in the Torah, somebody who doesn't believe in Divrei Chazal, or somebody who's a mechal Shabbos b'Ferasya. He violates Shabbos publicly. Yeshem den also rak b'shtiyah v'loy b'anam. Some say we only may not drink that wine, but we could have benefits from it. V'chei mutal Yisrael ligvois b'choy v'stam yenam. A Jew could collect a debt due to him with stam yenam. Neither have a k'matzim yadayim. It's a way of getting back money that is owed to us. V'adim b'shar hefsed, another situation of loss, k'goyim ova v'kanam. If somebody bought that type of wine, he may sell it not to have a loss. A person should not go into the business of selling stam yenam. There's some that are lenient in hanob and benefiting from stam yenam. The toiv lahachmer not to. Sif beis mutalasas merchat mistam yenam. They used to apparently make some sort of a bath from wine, and that could be used. Stam yenam could be used even for cholish ein b'isakonim. Sif gimel, yain kosher shen is bashim. However, kosher wine that was cooked, dainasher siach, that it was boiled, nismat midosai de resicha, and by boiling it, it lost some of the liquid. Im nagabai goy, even if a nochri touches it, muta afil b'shtiyah may be drank. Av yain shenos l'toich lana, if you have wine that they put into it, vermouth, any form of wine that wasn't mavushal is neser. And when we speak about this halacha, the halacha that obviously is when wine is pasteurized. What is the halacha when wine, which is commonly the case, wine, particularly grape? The Rebbe Shitzchok has a more lenient position. His position is that if such wine is touched by Mechal Shabbos, one should not drink the wine. One should not rely on pasteurization l'chatchila. But b'di'evid, if it was touched, such wine was touched by a nachri Mechal Shabbos, you could drink it. Again, Rav Moshe is lenient, so is Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav El Yoshev, and Rav Shlomo Zalman were machmer. Siftal tafshas shi'ayim ma'orabai. If you have a food that there's wine in the food, and it's not noticeable, I feel a dying lawyer. See, even if that wine wasn't cooked, in a nasa b'magagoy, that food doesn't become usur. Yaim sif, hey, yaim mozug, diluted wine. Im yesh b'shleish chalokim mayim. If there's 6 parts water against the wine, that means it's bottle b'sheish. Bottle a yayin, the wine becomes nullified ve'en anasav magagoy, and it doesn't become prohibited with the touch of a goy. Yayin tzemukim, raisin wine. Da'en shenosam mayim al tzemukim, you put wine, water on top of raisins, and the water absorbs the taste of the raisins. Harezek yayin gomer, it's considered full-fledged wine. Sivov, hatemid. Da'en mayim shenosam al chatzanim al shmorim, you put wine on the peels and the seeds of grapes. Kol shem v'shubach l'shtiyah, if it's something that is enjoyable to drink, en l'tira, nog b'goy, should not be consumed, it was touched by a goy. Siv zayin, anuvim d'ruchos b'gigas, that if you have grapes that are crushed in a barrel, kivin shenim shek m'menemat, as soon as some juice starts flowing out of the grapes, and you take that juice and you put it into a vessel, nikra kol yayin, that's called wine v'nesa marigoy. And this is what's known in halacha, hamshacha. Hamshacha means that when you start extracting the juice from a grape, at that point, even though, of course, it's not just wine, it's already usur because of stam yena. However, for example, you have grapes in a basket, and because the pressure of one grape, of the grapes on top of each other, some juice oozes out of those grapes, that is not considered hamshacha. It is not your intention to use that juice for drinking, and there is no problem. But if once hamshacha started and the akum touched any part of the grape, then we have a problem with stem yayin. L'kein, gigas anovim druchas, oim dus beis agoy. If you have a container of crushed grape that is under the control of an akum, yesh lesser, we may not use those, eat those grapes, shema himshech memenam. Versach lidruch aidei goy, one should not use a non-Jew for crushing grapes, a field of gigas pukuka, even in a closed vessel. That type of activity in the production of wine should only be done by religious Jews.